the balcony, a child of the 20th century, a dried up Goliath and a weasel named Fee. Far away in another place, a fading beauty named Millie Grace, a gospel singer with pox on her face and a bamboo cane to help her keep the pace. Fee was a lunatic prodigy, long past the age of maturity. Someday he knew it would set him free, like it did for Floyd the chimpanzee. Whoa, Fee, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with a wheel, you're flirting with death. So have a cup of coffee and catch your breath. Whoa, Fee, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with a wheel, you're flirting with death. So have a cup of coffee and catch your breath. Floyd was jealous and alone. He wanted Billy for his own. A desperate craving in his bones. Then love, he said, I will not condone. Then one day on a ship to Quebec, Floyd found me and Billy on a lover's trek. He picked up a bottle and broke off the neck. It sliced in the air and Fee hit the deck. Trying to live a life that's completely free. You wanna stay with Billy until you're dead, but you just got a bottle upside the head. Whoa, help me. You're trying to live a life that's completely free. You wanna stay with Billy until you're dead, but you just got a bottle upside the head. To scream at Floyd, she said, you think you're pretty mean. And though she was as thin as a small string bean, she slammed him in the face with a nectarine. Floyd fell back over the edge of the ship till he hung from the rail by his fingertip. Billy said, Floyd, I'll make you lose your grip. With this tiny piece of paper, I can make you slip. So Billy took that paper and did the deed. Floyd hit the water with astonishing speed, and as the shark circled in and began to feed, Billy knew her weasel was fine.